Even though there's no one founder of humanistic psychology, Maslow is often called the father. He was the one to name it the third force in American psychology. Do you know what the first two forces were? Raise your hand if you know. Just kidding. They were psychoanalysis and behaviorism. Of psychoanalysis, Maslow said, the study of crippled, stunted, immature, and unhealthy specimens can only lead to a crippled psychology. Freud supplied us with the sick half of psychology, and we must now fill it with the healthy half. Maslow became interested in psychology because of behaviorism. He said that he literally danced in the street when he first read Watson. And he did his PhD working under Harry Harlow on the sexual behavior of monkeys. But later, he also criticized behaviorism for its limited conception of human nature. He describes the birth of his daughter as a significant transition in his thinking, when he realized the approach he had been taking was inadequate. In the end, he didn't reject psychoanalysis and behaviorism, but he argued in favor of humanism to round out the picture.